This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, there's so much we need to talk about, but this one article just kind of caught my eye, and I just want to get it out of the way because I don't even know what to say about it. Apparently, scientists have created sperm cells using pieces of ear tissue to help genetically infertile male mice produce healthy offspring. I am baffled away. Are we even commending our scientists? This is, like, excellent. So you're telling me that we can now make sperm out of ear tissue. They say our sex is determined by the X and Y chromosomes, and females have two X's, and males have one X and one Y. But they say about 1 in 500 men are born with an extra X or an extra Y. Having three rather than two sex chromosomes can disrupt formation of mature sperm and cause infertility. So in a study published by the journal Science, researchers at the Francis Crick Institute in the UK found a way to remove the extra sex chromosome to produce fertile offspring. If the findings can be safely transmitted to humans, it might eventually be possible for men with Klinefelter syndrome, XXY, or double Y syndrome, XYY, that are infertile, to have children using assisted reproduction. So a team took small pieces of ear tissue from mice who were XXY or XYY. They cultured this, collected connective tissue cells called fibroblasts, and they turned these fibroblasts into stem cells, and noted that in the process, some of the cells lost that extra sex chromosome. So then they used specific chemical signals to guide these stem cells into becoming cells that would later turn into sperm. These cells developed into mature sperm when they injected these into the testes of the host mouse. These poor mice, I mean, Lord have mercy. Okay, one, they have to go through all this testing, but then they got to have their testicles injected. That I don't think they liked. The researchers then harvested these mature sperm and use them through assisted reproduction to create healthy, fertile offspring. So, if you are XXY or XYY, or if you just have, you know, faulty sperm, they can maybe take a piece of your ear and turn it into a stem cell, goad that sucker to turn into a, you know, sperm. I don't know what to tell you. I am blown away. I think this is fascinating. I've been seeing so many stupid studies that make absolutely no sense, and all of a sudden they kind of come up with this. You know, we've talked about sperm counts and, you know, what people need to do. And it's interesting because the majority of the questions I get is how to make their sperm less active. See, people don't like to get people pregnant. And so, you know, people want to almost follow the opposite advice to try to become unfertile. I wouldn't recommend that. I don't know. I think that is in the process. I think actually they are studying that. If they see what happens to people to make them, make them fertile, like, you know, this change of dropping the extra chromosome, is there a way to inject something in the testes that makes your sperm inactive and unable to work? The only problem with any of that, and I know that's what people, you know, ask guys what they want before you do these studies. Okay, yes, many guys do want to be fertile, and they do want to, you know, propagate their seed and make babies. But, you know, you have a lot of people out there going, look, you know, I made my baby, I'm done, you know, no more. And so this is what people want. This is what I think needs to be, you know, when there's supply or when there's demand, there, you know, we need to offer some supply. But where was I going with that? Oh, I forgot. See, all this science. I knew I shouldn't have opened with a scientific study because this science is just getting all in my head. Anyway, how does an XXY or an XY, how does that even happen? So a female egg is going to have XX, right? Because she's in the mommy. So all my eggs are XX. Now, some of the X's could be a little wider. Some of the X's could have googly eyes, but I'm XX. So now I meet Corey. Corey's my husband, you know? And I go, well, I want to have a baby. He's like, oh, man. All right, well, let's practice. I'm like, no, not till we're married. It's like, oh, man, you're not even worth it. So anyway, I won't go through the whole, you know, first few chapters of us dating. But finally, we get to the point where we're married and we have a baby. He has to give me sperm. Now, I told him I want boys. I did. I was like, I don't know if I could raise girls. And he's like, well, you know, talk to the sperm. Now, he didn't say talk to the sperm for me to literally talk to them. You know, it's like talk to the hand. You know, talk to the hand, right? It was like talk to the sperm. And I'm like, okay, I want a boy. Now, his sperm will have XX and XY sperm. Now, why would he have XX? Well, because he had a mama. Right? He had a mommy. And the mommy had to give him his X. And if there was another X, so he could make XX. No, I'm sorry. That's not how it works. I apologize. No, his sperm are XY, but he has that original X, right, from mommy. Now, that XY will either give me a Y or it'll give me an X for my eggs. And because my eggs are sitting there, right, which are of the XX genealogy and now having an X chromosome, not at an XX, but now they have to combine with a sperm that'll either give the X or the Y. If it gives the Y, we have a boy. If it gives an X, we have a girl. So daddy is in complete charge of the destiny of whether you have a boy or girl. Now everybody says, oh, you know what, if moms eat a lot and, you know, they increase their carbs, they'll have a boy, or they'll have, no, it doesn't work that way. Okay, the sperm decides. So daddy's in control. And ladies, tell daddy he's in control. He loves knowing he's in control. Daddy's like, oh, yeah, man, I'm the one that, you know, yeah. So if a lady has all girls, again, that's daddy, which is good, too. Girls are great. It's just, you know, you guys have seen my hair. You see how I apply my own makeup. I wouldn't know what the hell to do with a girl. So anyway, that's how babies are born. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call Call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of my Facebook followers or listeners to the show, maybe he doesn't listen to the show, I think he does, writes, I've been online for years and no luck. He's talking about dating. The women are gold diggers, head cases, drug abusers, and not for me. Okay, I have a comment about that. I sincerely doubt all these women are gold diggers and drug abusers, but that's okay. He's trying to build a case, and I'll show you his case. He goes, I'm in love with somebody at work, and I want to go for it. I know you said don't blank where you eat, okay? By the way, I never said that because I'm not allowed to say that on air. I've never said that. And I think she's the one. So anyway, he's going to go for somebody at work. And, you know, despite my advice telling you not to go for somebody at work, I need to remember what advice I've given you guys. Okay, if there's somebody who's the one for you and they're at work, go for whoever you think is the one. be prepared to lose your job. But I, you know, my husband was worth me losing my job over. I didn't lose my job. I changed career paths so I could be with him. But, you know, when you find the one, go for it. I don't think I've ever said, now, in terms of trying to get some tail, no, I wouldn't do that at work. But, and that's where the don't poop where you eat, you know, advice came from. But if, you know, so like Kyle's working the dials right now, right? Okay, so let's say there's somebody at work who comes in, and Kyle, let's say, has been dating forever, you know, and then all of a sudden there's somebody who's like, oh, man, you know, this person really gets me. And the reason why you could easily fall for somebody, now Kyle isn't, but I'm just using him as an example because, you know, he's working the dial and he's fun to pick on. But, you know, maybe the reason why you're attracted to somebody at work is because you have a common interest or you have something to talk about. Remember in the last hour I was saying if you go on a date, you know, and it's a first date, you have to have a third party involved, not so much a person, but a third focal point, because you can't just sit there and be in your guys' face and just have all that pressure. So what you need is something else put that your focus is on, and then you guys end up zippering in together. And that's why workplace romances are a lot more common than you think, and sometimes very successful romances in terms of, you know, getting to at least part of, you know, what you want to happen with that relationship. And it's because there's that, there's that other thing going on that's bringing you guys together. And it doesn't look sinister. It doesn't look set up. Yeah, you can maybe try to get a project, you know, together. Like, oh, you know, I got to work on the Dr. Dahlia show. Oh, really? You know, well, I don't know where I'm assigned. Oh, you're assigned to work on the Dr. Dahlia show. Oh, that makes sense because her show sucks. And it sounds like they really need a lot of us to help. Yeah, I agree. Now you see how you guys bond, right? Because you both have to deal with a show that's horrible. That just can't, you know... Just, yeah, right? Hypothetically. So I want to know what's going on, though, online. And I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Are women online gold diggers? Is that really what you guys are seeing now? Head cases? What does head case mean? Like somebody who's whack? Somebody who's, you know, just doesn't make sense, who has mental issues? Is that what that means? And then drug abusers. What drugs? Okay, marijuana is legal now. So if you have somebody that, you know, smokes pot, if it's legal, they're technically not a quote-unquote drug abuser. They could be somebody that's using a legal drug and becoming tolerant to it. All right, and, you know, but, you know, I feel like you really have already made your mind that you want to go for this person at work. Okay, so now, how do you go for a person at work? I don't think I've ever taught you guys that, how to go for somebody at work. Okay, so first, I want you to have a plan B for in terms of employment ready to go. All right? If this person at work is a subordinate, if you manage them, if you are their boss, do not go for them until you leave that place of work. Okay? You cannot date somebody that is working under you. You can't date your second. You are not supposed to. You're just, it's from a liability standpoint, in terms of you, you know, being able to ever work in that industry again, no. But if it is a comrade, if it is somebody in a different department, if it's somebody that you are dead sure that, you know, is not going to be a, you know, is it's not going to be looked upon as they're being with you because of a work issue, you can maybe go for it. And again, that's another reason. You want to know that that person is sincerely into you. So you don't want to ask somebody that, you don't want to start investing, you know, relationship hours into somebody that you think is only using you to advance in the company. So I like the idea of, you know, it being a very, very separate I really prefer it being separate. But if you are going to go for somebody at work, one is have plan B and have another job ready to go just in case, okay? Because you think this is the one. Next, don't ask them on a date. Never ask this whole date thing. Get that word out of your vocabulary. Start working on projects together. Act like dating is the last thing on your mind. Remember, I've given you guys this advice before. A girl thinks it is so hot when you're not, you know, thinking about sex all the time. That, yeah, you know, I can have sex if it's, you know, but that's not on my mind. I'm really, really into, you know, I just want to know. Tonight, it's all about, I want to know more about you. It has nothing to do with sex. I have absolutely no plans on having sex tonight. I just want it to be on. You're like, oh, my gosh. You know, yeah, we're having sex tonight. Okay, so that's just, it works. Hey, try it. Hey, you don't believe me? Try it. Okay, just act like the last thing you want is sex, and then you'll probably have sex. You know? So, same thing. If you really, really like this person at work, you need to have a timeline. That's another thing people make big mistakes on. Okay? And girls, ladies, you make this mistake a lot, especially when you're younger. You come up with a timeline. You go, well, Valentine's Day is coming up, or I got this wedding I have to go to, and I'm going to have to bring a date, so I need to make sure I seal the deal by May 1st. You can't do that. For women, we had a timeline. I mean, I remember my timeline. You know, I need to be married by the time I'm 25. Who the hell wants to marry a medical student who smells of formaldehyde, who never has any makeup on, who has to wear sports bras the whole time because she's doing 36-hour shifts, and these Playtex 18-hour bras don't even cut it, and if they do attempt to cut it, they're cutting you because those bra straps were digging into your shoulders. Okay, I was not very attractive in medical school. And since I'm less attractive now, okay, I'm just in trouble. And so where was I with this? Yeah, depressed. But my timeline was, look, man, I got to be married by the time I'm 25. Because I got to have kids a few years into marriage, and I don't want to be pregnant over age 30. That's a lot of pressure to have. And it's okay for people to have that kind of pressure. The guys don't seem to have as much pressure with that in terms of, you know, when to father children, because they could father children in their 30s. You know, once they start getting into their 40s, there could be some increased risk of issues, but, you know, usually they're, you know, guys can, you know, pretty much be okay. But as women, we have that timeline. We didn't want to wait till we were over 30 to get pregnant. And since we didn't want to get pregnant first month of marriage, we have it in our heads that we need to be married by 25, 26. That's just too much pressure. So a lot of people, which is why we see the divorce rate so high, a lot of people try to accelerate a relationship when it's not supposed to. They go, you know what, this is the best guy I've dated in a long time. I got to get married. I'm going to make this work. And then they end up not happy with that person going, you know, wait a second here. Why did I rush this marriage? This person and I really don't want to grow old with this person. And so, you know, you really want to hope that you fall in love and meet the right person within your timeline. But if you don't have a timeline, it's a hell of a lot better. So become friends. Become good colleagues. When you become friends with that person, you may find out that there's a lot about them that you don't like. Okay? Being friends with somebody is your undercover way of figuring out if they could be a good partner. So become friends first. Find out their habits. You know, are they big spenders? Are they gamblers? You know, do they like to use drugs? And then later, you can advance it. As long as they don't work under you. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Dr. Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. All right, so a child contracted the flu from a pig at a North Dakota State Fair. It was a variant of the influenza virus. The kid has been released from the hospital and is continuing to recover. They say this child's illness marks the first such case in the state. And I guess the pig was like one of those, you know where you guys get to pet the pig? You know, one of those fairs? They say the news release did not state when the child came into contact with the pig, but said that an out-of-state visitor who contracted the virus after visiting the fair. While such instances are rare, the health department said most cases occur in the summer months and involve those who raise pigs or come in contact with infected animals at agricultural events. So, now there's two contracting a variant of the influenza virus identified as H3N2V, according to the news outlet. Symptoms can look like fever, cough, sore throat, headache. Officials recommended that those who report respiratory issues should alert their doctor if they have been recently around pigs. They say just as humans can become infected with pig flu viruses, pigs can become infected with human flu. And elderly people, small children, pregnant women, and those with immune systems should avoid pigs and swine viewing areas. Oh, I love watching the pigs. Yeah, they, I love watching the little baby, little piglets. Oh, that's so cute. What do they say? They say the pig is like the smartest animal ever. I remember hearing elephants are pretty smart. I think all animals are smart. I think my cats are really smart. They're little sadistic, little conniving suckers, but they're smart, I tell you. But I guess pigs are cute. So anyway, if a pig gets the flu, they could give it to you. Mark writes, with the new medical schools opening in Nevada, why aren't we using the medical students to help deliver care to the underserved areas? We have a doctor shortage, but we have thousands of new students. Okay, I see what he's saying. Now, let me stop here. Okay, for those of you guys, so I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Woo-hoo! Okay, we have Touro University Medical School, which is where I teach. We also have UNLV School of Medicine. UNR School of Medicine up in Reno has been the only medical school for years that has supplied students. That's where I trained. And I trained in Reno and then in Vegas and then at UCLA. And then we have Roseman University, who is going to be opening a medical school soon. So we are possibly going to have four medical schools in the state. Still, to me, not enough. I love having, you know, schools training students, and I think it really, really helps the city in terms of having, people in training and, opening clinics, and it just, you know, really starts to get, you know, the blood pumping in terms of a medical center or a medical, focal point, like a little medical city. I love medical schools and medical centers. There's so much that can happen, so much research, etc. But, you know, why aren't we using medical students to help deliver care to the underserved areas? Medical students, just to quickly let you guys know, yes, many medical students can help deliver care, but at what level, where are these medical students at in their training? Okay, remember I told you guys that the first year medical students I called the baby doctors. They are the baby doctors. Okay, so they're baby doctors because they're not a doctor yet. Medical school is at least 4 years, and then after medical school they have to become residents. And so even though they train in medical facilities, when you're only a first-year medical student, and remember, UNLV just opened. So right now they're with their first class. So we're talking about they got the babies. They don't have older medical students. They just opened. Okay, so this is a very, very exciting time. So with the students that we have as first years already in the medical schools that we have, Touro, UNLV, UNR, they learn how to approach a patient. They learn how to talk to a patient. They learn how to ask the right questions. You know, you can't just walk in and say, what's wrong with you? Nothing? All right, fine. You know, here's your prescription. They can't do that. I mean, they have to dig a little deeper. Remember, they have to be detectives. So they learn the detective work. They also learn what to do when they get the data. You know, if somebody's like, well, you know, I think I have a, you know, porphyria exacerbation. You're like, a porphyria? They need to know what the hell porphyria is. You know, well, you know, I think I am having an allergic reaction to, you know, so-and-so. Well, they have to know what an allergic reaction is. They need to know, you know, if they need to be able to, you know, figure out if, you know, the patient's right. Are they really having an allergic reaction to something or not? I had a nurse tell me one day, this was years ago, that the medicine I gave the patient is causing an allergic reaction. I gave the patient a diabetic medication and that the patient was having an allergic reaction. What should she tell her to do? She's on the phone. So, you know, I'm busy with another, you know, procedure, and I'm like, you know what, tell them then to stop the medicine and come in so I could see them. And then I go, whoa, wait a second. She's having an allergic reaction to glucophage? Glucophage is a very common diabetes medication. What's the reaction? So the nurse goes, I'll ask her. So I'm sitting there, I'm working on another patient, you know, but I'm like, you know, what the hell's going on here? She comes back, and she said she has a rash on her neck. I go, a rash on the neck? I go, I've never heard of glucophage doing that, or metformin. So I go, tell her, don't do anything different and come in. the lady was starting an episode of shingles. That was starting on that part of the neck and then moving down. And so it was never the diabetic medication. She just came down with shingles and just thought, well, maybe I'm going to put the two together. This is the type of stuff I need to teach these medical students. And most professors have to teach these medical students that sometimes the patients, you know, put things together, and logically so, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's really what's happening. You have to be able to stop and figure out what's happening. So the first-year medical students learn the basics of that. The second-year medical students are learning as much medicine as possible, or pathology and chemistry, you know, and anatomy, just like the first years get a lot of anatomy, et cetera. And then by the time they're third years, this is where they go out to the clinics. And so us having medical schools mean, yes, we are going to have more clinics. But here's the thing. These medical students aren't ready to take care of people. Okay, you need attending physicians. You need doctors overseeing every patient. So just because there's a medical school doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, we're going to, you know, fix the doctor shortage per se, because you need doctors, full-fledged doctors or nurse practitioners or PAs overseeing these students that are learning. And then once they get to medical school, they still have to do a residency. You're still not ready. You're still not ready to, you know, open up shop. And one of the smallest residencies and shortest residencies is 3 years. So we're talking about 7 years before these people can on their own, you know, open up shop and take care of people. But you're right. We can open up clinics such that these are training facilities. And, you know, I would not be worried at all about a medical student, you know, coming into the room, because attending physicians have to oversee every single case. And, in fact, there's an argument that the care you get is even better, because now you have multiple eyes on you. Yeah, I noticed that when I trained at UMC Medical Center, there were always doctors around. You know, as opposed to some of the private hospitals where, you know, it's quiet at night and everybody's asleep because everybody has their own practices. You know, when I trained at UMC, there were residents of all levels and of all levels of training and attendings around, because it was a training hospital. You know, and I would check on my patients at 2 in the morning if I was up, because I had to check on one patient, I'd go and check on another one. I was up, I was awake, I was there. So it's fascinating stuff. But, you know, keep in mind, medical students are, you know, having more medical schools and more medical students out there is great. You know, it's just we want definitely to make sure that wherever we train them, you know, they, you know, fall in love with the city that they're in, and they, you know, want to stay and help, you know, make, you know, amazing happen when it comes to patients. So pretty cool stuff. But great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, where are we with health care? How bad are we looking per state? What do we need to do? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing. doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that do live in Las Vegas, Nevada, we are collecting tools for our teachers, for tools for teachers. Any school supplies, Kleenex, anything that you think our teachers need, please go to your nearby Albertsons and Vons. There's going to be a box there. Designate the Tools for Teachers box, and they are collecting school supplies for our great teachers. I wish we could set this up in every city because our teachers surely need our help. Many school districts don't provide all the supplies that they need, and they got to use their own money. So not very good. All right, let's talk about our health care. So WalletHub had done a study looking at the 50 states and compared the 50 states and District of Columbia across 35 measures of cost, accessibility, and outcome on, you know, the best and worst case states for health care. We talked a little bit about this last week. Number one was Hawaii. Hawaii came in number one. Then came Iowa and Minnesota. Actually, Iowa and Minnesota tied for number two. So they had a pretty good score compared, you know, in terms of cost and outcomes and access, etc. Then, because they tied for number 2 and 3, basically, number 4 was New Hampshire, 5 was District of Columbia, 6 was Connecticut, 7 was South Dakota, 8 was Vermont, 9 was Massachusetts, and 10 was Rhode Island. I live in Nevada. I'm scrolling down. Where's Nevada? Nevada came in number 42. What? 42? Ah, we got some work. Who were the last 10? Who were at the bottom of the pile? Texas, Nevada, Florida, Alabama, South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina, Arkansas, Alaska, Mississippi, and Louisiana. So, the South, excluding Alaska, because that's North, definitely had some issues. And when they broke it down, they found that the lowest average monthly insurance premium, the winner for that was Arizona. Then came New Mexico, Kentucky, District of Columbia, and Maryland, in terms of having the lowest average monthly insurance premium. The highest average monthly insurance premium went to North Carolina, Wyoming, New York, Alaska, and Vermont. So obviously, if you were having high premiums for your health insurance, that's not going to help you with your health care. The most hospital beds per capita. Some people, they just don't have enough hospitals, right? So in terms of that, they found Iowa, District of Columbia, North Dakota, Arkansas, and Kansas have the most hospital beds per capita or population for what they needed. The fewest hospital beds came to Utah, Oregon, Arizona, Nevada, and Alaska. You know, we have a lot of hospitals in Nevada, but we don't have enough, quote-unquote, hospital beds. Okay, now what does that mean? Does it mean we have a bed? You know, there's like no bed there, it's just an empty room? No, there's beds. You know, I mean, they're you know, furbished and you know, and but it's, you know, if you don't have enough staff, you could have a whole hospital wing completely closed down. And in the ER, I'm like, okay, I got to admit this person. I'm like, oh, there's no beds. And I'm like, but I was just up there. You know, what about, you know, I don't know, 8th floor? That's all open. Well, no, but if you don't have staff, you can't, you know, it doesn't matter if the beds are there. So with hospital beds, not only is it the construction and the actual real estate, but it's the issue of having the staff. Most physicians per capita, the District of Columbia won that one, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York, Connecticut. The fewest physicians per capita went to Utah, Mississippi, Nevada, Wyoming, and Idaho. So Nevada needs to step it up a little bit with more doctors. Well, it's because I closed down my practice. I closed down my practice to go teach. So that, you know, that was one whole, and you guys have seen the size of my butt. You know, I'm the size of two doctors, you know, so that's what happened there. The fewest dentists per capita, Alabama, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Tennessee. Well, dental care. If you don't have dental care, you're going to have medical issues, right? Because dental care and medicine and health go hand in hand. The highest percentage of medical residents retained, California, Alaska, Montana, Florida, and Texas, versus the lowest percentage of medical residents retained, Rhode Island, Delaware, Wyoming, New Hampshire, District of Columbia. So highest percentage of medical residents retained. I wonder if that means people who need to be like in nursing homes. All right. Oh, no. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Highest physicians Medicare acceptance rates. Now, this is big. Okay. So people say, oh, I can't find a doctor that takes Medicare. Well, you'll probably have a good chance in North Dakota, New Hampshire, Minnesota, Nebraska, and South Dakota. I tell you, Minnesota really has her act together. Where the lowest physician Medicare acceptance rates, New York, California, Oregon, District of Columbia, and Hawaii. So, you know, what that means is you have less doctors there that will take Medicare. Maybe they're there practicing, but, you know. The highest percentage of insured adults, aged 18 to 64, Massachusetts wins this one, District of Columbia, Vermont, Hawaii, and Minnesota. Whereas the lowest percentage of insured adults fell with Georgia, New Mexico, Nevada, Florida, and Texas. Now, I think I know what's going on with Nevada. With Nevada, you know, we started offering a lot of part-time work, you know, with Obamacare and the fines that happened if you had, you know, if you had a, like, you know, an X number of workers, right, that were full-time and you had to, you know, pay the employer mandate. what ended up happening is people get laid off, but the jobs that they could get were part-time. So we have a lot of part-time workers that just don't have, you know, insurance coverage. So, you know, employment is doing pretty good, but still. The highest percentage of insured children, age 0 to 17, Massachusetts again, District of Columbia, Vermont, Hawaii, and Illinois. But the lowest percentage of insured children, Florida, Arizona, Texas, Alaska, and Nevada. Nevada came in worse for that one. The lowest infant mortality rate, congratulations, New Hampshire, Iowa, Massachusetts, California, and Vermont. So the lowest infant mortality rate, babies dying. But the highest was in Georgia, Alabama, D.C., Delaware, and Mississippi. The lowest cancer rate, New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, Colorado, and Utah. Highest cancer rate, New York, Pennsylvania, Louisiana, Delaware, and Kentucky. So why the lowest cancer rate? What could be, you know, what could be going on there? Well, I'll tell you right now. Okay, one is you see a lot of sun. New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, we get a lot of sun. I think sun is very helpful compared to New York, Pennsylvania, who may not be getting as many sunny days as we do. But the other thing, too, is a lot of doctors in Nevada, you know, we got sued a lot, okay? And a lot of suits for stupid stuff. And we had to pass some sort of tort reform. But a lot of doctors in Nevada were so, gun shy, so, you know, we were already so traumatized by hearing what our brethren went through that what we decided to do was, you know, not hold off on ordering the test. And so I think we pick up a lot of cancers earlier as a whole. That's just my guess on that one. Lowest heart disease rate. Hawaii won that one. Minnesota, Colorado, Montana, and Utah. Highest heart disease was in Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Then the fewest at-risk adults with no routine doctor visit in the past 2 years. West Virginia, Kentucky, Rhode Island, Mississippi, South Dakota, and Tennessee. But the highest percentage of at-risk adults with no routine doctor in the past 2 years, Vermont, Oregon, Washington, California, and Utah. Lowest percentage of adults with no dental visits in the past year. In Massachusetts, they're getting their teeth cleaned. Connecticut, Minnesota, Rhode Island, Vermont, they are on top of their teeth. Yet, percentage of adults with no dental visit, higher in Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. So, obviously, if states look at this, and I think this is a fascinating study, it shows why we need to, you know, pinpoint where we're messing up and, you know, how we need to address it. Of course, Obamacare and its future, perilously, helps us move one way or the other. I'm not looking forward to this. 1-877-DOCTORALLY, don't go away.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.